I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Hi there. Welcome to a brand new episode of Against All Odds, an HT Smartcast original, with me, Bose. This show is about extraordinary individuals who have survived impossible challenges. Eventually, they have reached where they wanted to. This show is about passion and persistence.
HT Smartcast.
You are listening to an HT Smartcast original.
In today's episode, I bring to you Geetika Abbott, one of the most acclaimed, ranked, and sought-after cake artists in the country today. Now, who is a cake artist? While researching, I came across this definition. A cake artist pushes the boundaries of artistry and changes the definition of a cake. Before artistry struck Geetika, a mother of two then, she was another regular paper pusher, a travel consultant with Sita, American Embassy, and McKinsey. Every time she stepped into her office, she felt a pit in her stomach. Something was missing from her life. One day she was face to face with what was missing. It was love at first sight for her when she went to buy a special cake for her daughter.
When I went to Claire, and that's when I was exposed to the cake world, you know, I thought that if she can do it, why can't I do it? I'm here to buy a cake for my daughter, for my child. Why not me explore this? Why not me do it? And the workshop was so fascinating. The products were out there. I went in and had a look. I saw colors and I saw different pastes and frostings and sponges. And it was just, it just opened up something in me. I said, this is what I want to do. And that's when I decided that this is the creative edge that I'd like to take.
And thus she took to baking seriously and joined the course. Baking didn't just happen overnight. She was very fond of baking as a kid.
There, I used to bake with my mother. I used to bake random things in the house. Some new recipe today. Something that I saw somewhere in some book. So I decided to bake today. So I was constantly experimenting in the house, baking something. It's just that it never struck me that this should be a profession that I should go into.
She established her studio that became her temple for artistic baking. Her passion for the art led to creating experiences for the customer. After all, the customer isn't buying just another cake.
I'm selling an experience. It's for people to enjoy what they would like to see at their occasion made out of cake. And when they talk to me, when they come to me, I try to understand what they really want. I can visualize it better because this is my medium, this is my creative edge. So I try to understand what exactly, at the end, how is it going to look.
While each cake takes a lot of efforts, equivalent to a painting or a sculpture, it is only for those customers who have the appetite for art. It is always a challenge for Geetika to have a new customer on board. But once she has a new customer, it's for a lifetime. Most of her new customers come via reference or having seen her artwork over Instagram or Facebook.
I think a cake should not just look pretty. It should taste great as well. We use the best, finest ingredients. My cakes are baked from the scratch. In comparison to the local bakeries, which is all pre-mixes. So people who come to me find a vast difference in the taste, and of course the cakes look very pretty. But the reason you're coming to me is because I'm making you something fancy, making you something customized. And I try to educate my clients most of the time because they come in with a lot of different requests. They want to incorporate so many different elements on one cake, which most of the time doesn't look really nice. So I come in to let them know that not everything would look nice. Let's zero down to a few things which will make the cake look aesthetically nice looking.
A key to being a successful cake artist is associating with the community and taking part in competitions, collaborations and TV shows.
I've been part of Incredible India, which was a collaboration between over 180 odd international artists all over the world. I made Rabindranath Tagore. He was a sculpted cake again. And I was one of the finalists there. There's Cakeology that I was part of last year. And it was a wedding theme, and I made a bride and a groom on a sculpted cake. I got the bronze medal there. And there is, of course, Cake International that takes place in UK, which is a very, very huge event. And the kind of cake artists that participate, it's fantastic to see the work. It's just mind-blowing, the kind of work that you see. You can't even imagine that this is out of cake and edible material. It's that kind of level, that level of expertise is yet to be here seen. And there are very few cake artists here who would be able to achieve something like that.
And she has been recognized as one of the top artists in the country.
Yes, I've been listed as the top 25 bakers of Delhi and top 100 bakers of India.
One specific 6-tier life-size engagement cake captured my attention at her studio. It looked straight out of a medieval church with tons of details.
They're all made with hand. It's all handwork. And this was this particular technique is called bas relief. So where I wanted to have a little flower garden, so I put in some dragonflies, some bumblebees to give that effect on the flowers.
Every artist has a source of inspiration. Where does Geetika draw her inspiration from?
I'm so tuned into seeing everything into cake. So everywhere I go, every little thing that I notice, I try to think of it. How would this look in a cake? You know, something very pretty. If I'm walking into a store, I see something very pretty. So I'd like to use that as an inspiration. Everything that I see, I try to visualize in my head, how can I make this into a cake? Even a person, because I do so many sculpted cakes and I look at people and I see, I've learned a lot of human anatomy to understand how to do sculpted cakes. So when I look at somebody, I'm trying to look at the nose and I'm looking at the eyes, I see the ears and I see how the person smiles. If I was to incorporate a smile out of this person, the teeth, you know, what's the expression, the eyebrows, you know. So I try and see a lot of details.
And who is Geetika in her studio while she's at work?
That's Geetika the creator. It is such a pleasure for me to create. I absolutely love it. I don't think I will want to trade this profession with any other. I would never want to go back to my desk job. It just brings out the best in me. And even if I'm working at 12 at night, 1 at night, I am totally, thoroughly enjoying my work. To think, to create, to put it on canvas, to incorporate whatever next theme that I have with my skills, with my knowledge, with what's the next thing that I can do which would look nicer here. How am I going to get the best out of for this client? It just gives me so much of joy, and obviously it doubles up when I listen to clients and the reviews, and they come back saying it was fabulous, it tasted great, and it looked even better, and you know, they don't want to cut into the cake, they want to keep it as it is. And I do have people who have actually kept some of my figure work, some of my flowers wrapped up for months, because they wanted to save it up. It's something so special to them that I created something so special that they wanted it lasting enough. It gives joy to see other people feeling happy.
Geetika's passion and persistence has given her the mastery over a medium that brings people joy and happiness. Can there be an outcome any better than that? That's it from me. If you know of more such people who have inspired you and wish that I talk about them, do reach out to me at Bose for Leadership, that is Bose Numeric for Leadership, at Twitter and Instagram, and Shubham Basu on LinkedIn. Alternatively, you can look for the handle at HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Spotify, JioSaavn, Google, and all your favorite podcasting apps. I will be back next week with a brand new story.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.